now. Wanted to share a couple of things real quick. My daddy was in World War II. He fought in the Philippines. Actually, I don't know that he saw much action, but they did kill a wild boar. That was it. But my Uncle Howard, he fought in the European theater. He's a combat wounded Purple Heart recipient. He was wounded by shrapnel, which got into his hip. And as a little boy, he would let me look at that wound and even put my fingers in the hole in his hip. It had healed, but it was there. I have this thing for World War II movies. I have the Band of Brothers series, the HBO series. I have all of that. And my favorite movie, war movie, is Saving Private Ryan. And most of you know this movie. The premise of the story is this, is that Captain Miller, played by Tom Hanks and his squad, is tasked with saving Private Ryan. Go behind enemy lines, find him, save him, bring him back home safely. Saving Private Ryan is a very powerful, for me anyway, and a very emotional movie about seeking and saving one person at great personal cost. The spiritual parallel is really undeniable. You know, as I was preparing, it made me just think about that. That's what God did. God said, I needed to be rescued. God said, he's behind enemy lines. He's a prisoner of war. He's in desperate need of saving. And so he sent his son Jesus to do just that. To go behind enemy lines, to seek me out, to go look for me at personal cost, find me and bring me home. In Titus 3, verse 3, it says, at one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. God's been on a mission to find you, and communion is a time for us to reflect on where we were, who we were, what it was like to be behind enemy lines, to be in that prisoner of war camp, enslaved to sin. Now, either we're in one of two boats today. We're either set free, rescued, or we're still behind enemy lines, in trouble, in need of being saved. But in Colossians 1, here's what it says. For he rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So communion is a time for us to reflect, to remember our rescue and the great price that was paid for our salvation. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for seeing us in our greatest need, even when we didn't see it. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Jesus made it real clear. He says, I've come to seek and save the lost. Thank you for putting the right people in our life at the right place at the right time to show us Jesus and for Jesus to speak through them on our behalf. Thank you for the cross. And Father, today I pray that that death, burial, and resurrection will not be without effect, but it changes us every day to be more like him and to be on mission like he was. Thank you for this time together to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus our Savior. Amen.